Hello, hello, welcome, dear listeners. This is to another inaugural episode. This is actually our first one, but it is what we call Simple Sabbath Conversations. I'm Apostle Monty Harrell, and joining me is Evangelist Melissa Nelson. And I'm joined with her today. We're going to embark on some profound journey into the heart of the Sabbath and exploring its divine significance and how it can enrich our lives. Okay, so Evangelist Melissa, I call her Melissa. We're just gonna do first names, because it's not about titles, it's not about none of that. Let's start with the topics. Let's see what we have an understanding for as far as the segment one, looking at Exodus 20 and 8 through 11.
Yes. So we're talking about Sabbath, and first thing is, for those who've never heard of the Sabbath, don't have Bible knowledge of what a Sabbath is. The Sabbath is considered a place where you do not work and you observe whatever your religious beliefs are, pretty much. You shut everything down like we do, like your job gives you the weekends off. It was based upon you work all week, you need at least 2 days to rest, do what you have to do as far as your spiritual evolvement or growth that you would need to do. So they wanted to respect that by just letting you have the time off, I believe. But ultimately, it's time set aside for observation, whatever your religious belief, whether you're Buddhist, Christian, Muslim, between Saturday and Sunday, it should be a day of rest, a day of not working and not being distracted with the things of life. Day-to-day life, but you can really center yourself and relax and, do some self-care and some studying, maybe whatever you want to do. But because of life, we kind of rush through it. When I was in high school, I dealt with a seven-day Adventist.
So stop it. Yes. As a Seventh-day Adventist at one time, because I grew up as a Seventh-day Adventist as well, the first thing that we were taught, and thank you so much for emphasizing on that, we were taught during church, our Friday evenings, we shut down at sunset. We were to shut down, we couldn't do anything. That means we couldn't do a shopping, we couldn't get on TV. The TV was off, everything was off. Grandma would cook early, so we can eat and be done, wash dishes, everything. And we would just sit and meditate on God's word, or usually me, I would sleep. I would go to bed early. Or I would sit outside. My grandma would play the piano and she would play her music. In the morning on Saturday, we would have church service. Like everybody else would have. Everyone will have church on Sundays. We would have it on the seventh day. If you go back into scripture, God even rested on the seventh day, not because he was tired, but because it was finished. So the seventh day, the way the calendar was made, it's still, Sunday is still the first day of the week, but we work on the second day of the week. So what we were taught, if you want to go into scripture, because we're about scripture, King James Version, we're going to say, because we had to actually recite it before service. Remember the seventh day to keep it holy. 6 days thou shalt labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day, the Sabbath, is the Lord thy God. In it, you shall not do any work, neither you nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your maidservant, nor thy female servant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heaven and the earth, the sea, and all that therein is. But he rested on the seventh day. Therefore he blessed the seventh day and hallowed it. That's what we were supposed to say all the time. So it is very, we don't talk about it as much. I've learned a lot as a Seventh-day Adventist. There were certain things, we were very strict vegetarians. Because your temple is God's temple. Everything was preserved. There were teachings that were good, and then there were teachings that were bad and not understood in its completeness. There's a difference between biblical understanding and man doctrine understanding. So some of those were a conflict for me, but the seventh day I always kept in my heart the most because of the fact that it really made sense. It really made sense.
And just to go back in that time in my life, 20 something years ago, when I was dating someone who was in high school, whose father was very forceful. Like, we couldn't go out on dates on Friday nights. And then Saturday we had to wait till literally like 6:30, 7 o'clock. And he would literally say, okay, you could take her out now. But you're not leaving this house. Like, the only time they would leave the house between Friday evening and Saturday was to go to the church and then come back. And usually once they went to church, they would congregate after church with other believers and they would eat and then still would not participate going food shopping, anything outside. They were indoors. Like, you know, there was times when I got stuck, like, you're not taking her home. She's just going to be here. You know, he would literally allow me to stay there until Saturday evening just because of what his principles were. So just with the understanding of where we are in life to now, I think it's important to have a day where you can gather yourself, maybe not to that extreme of shutting completely down, but take the time to reassess yourself, to recenter yourself, and teach yourself or get under some kind of teaching that will help you grow as a person. Because you know from personal experience that 6 days out of the week, while you're at work, having children, having responsibility, bills, dealing with people in general, you are tossed to and fro. You are up and down. And you're like, when is this ever going to stop? It stops when you taking the time to rest. And I think that's where you have to define what your Sabbath is. So, Ms. Amani, what would you consider key points to bringing yourself to a Sabbath mindset so you can rest or recenter yourself before the upcoming week, other than getting your hair done, nails done, makeup, doing laundry, going grocery shopping, all those things that we know we have to take care of.
That's work. I mean, for first you got to understand Sabbath. You got to understand it and why it was established. Like I said before, scripture says he rested on the seventh day. He rested not because he was tired. He rested because it was finished. And sometimes we get that word finished and it kind of alluded. What I do is I don't even care if I have clothes to be folded and stuff like that. I just take the time out to reflect. I call that my reflection time, sitting there to think about the week. I'm retired, so my week is just a little different than the average 9-to-5er. However, I still took 30 minutes before, I started my wifely duties in the household just to get my mind right, because you need to, I don't want to say compartmentalize, but you need to separate what you do on the outside to be able to do what you need to do on the inside. And I'm not talking about a house, but I'm just talking about inside of you. Your daily things that you're supposed to do as a woman, as they say, or as a person, has nothing to do with your relationship with Christ. And it does have everything to do with your relationship with Christ. It's intertwined. I'm an avid book reader. So I have a couple of books that I read at a time. Most people think I'm crazy, but I read 3 books at a time. And I'll pick up one and pick up the other. I'll just do study, whatever that you think is a way to come back to yourself, to recenter, like you said, to understanding that, hey, you got to take time out for yourself. Even though I'm sitting here, my dog is sitting right here beside me, and he's vibing off of me chilling, because he knows, okay, mom's gonna be sitting here for a minute and she's gonna be relaxing, so I'm gonna relax with her. People around you also get that sense of rest as well, because you, and as I always say, we as women, we are the ones that are, you know, the key people in our homes. We set the tone in our house. So in doing that, you have to take charge of yourself, be responsible to yourself. We're not responsible to ourselves. We have a tendency to be responsible for everyone else, excuse the garage door. But we forget about taking care of you. So with self-care, as Melissa always says, intentional self-care, we need to take the time out to say, okay, the Sabbath is a day of rest. And all God is asking, just like he asks us for 10%, he's asking for a day. Just about 8 hours from sunset to sunrise, from sunrise to sunset, just to give me time. He's not even asking for the rest of the week, even though we should. But he's asking for that, just those couple of hours to just lay back. I put on instrumental music. I actually put on the shofar blowing music, and that actually calms me down, and I could just sit and just relax. Or I'll take that time out to nap. It doesn't matter what kind of worship you think that you should do. In reality, we are all created to worship him in spirit and in truth, right? We were created to worship, period. So whatever we focus on, that will be our worship. So we have to really be careful on how we do things and what we worship.
Yes. And I think you made a key point. Like, I, you know, intentional time set aside. And setting aside is not just going to a church building.
Right.
It's not just going outside to the park.
Right.
It's not going out to do something, but it's a conscious decision. I have to take some time out for just me to recenter, me present myself to God and see what he has to say. Yeah. Which really will go into our next segment. This was just an introduction of where we are now. And in calendar year, January is the first of the year. But in biblical calendar, it starts September, October. So we're getting a head start, some things that we want to do for ourselves, to put in place, to better ourselves, to grow, and to be whole, to be nurtured, to be evolving and not just feeling stuck. So we're going to try this thing, simple Sabbath conversations every Saturday. We'll post a segment. This one was just an introduction, and we'll see where it goes. If you have any questions or any topics you would like to learn about, understand, any questions you have, Amani is a Bible scholar, so I pick her brain and I question a lot of things.
Don't do that.
but it's interesting to see what's out there and what is needed, because I believe, you know, your girlfriends, we talk about stuff that really doesn't have any life after, but these conversations that I have with my mentor, it really helps me and evolve, and it's changed me for the better. And I just want to share this gift that we have together with those that are around me, those that I'm assigned to, those that I'm connected to, because I think it's important in this day and age. So thank you for listening, tuning in, but please inbox Ms. Harold, myself, if there's anything specifically you want us to talk about. But as we were talking about the Sabbath, we brought in God and your relationship and how you need to present. So that's our next episode, I would say. Next conversation.
Yes.
But thank you for tuning in. Like I said, on this is Saturday, October 8th. Yeah.
Yes.
Saturday, October 8th?
Yeah, I think it was today. Okay.
The 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th. October 7th.
Yes.
This is October 7th episode. So we'll see you back in 7 days. But thank you for listening. Is there anything else you want to say, Ms. Hamani?
Oh, am I muted? Okay. To contact us, you can reach out to us at simplesabbath@gmail.com.
Okay.
Sounds good. Have a great one.
Bye.
Bye-bye.